I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories. A day and night of pro-Palestinian demonstrations in the city. Scores were arrested when demonstrators occupied and briefly occupied the Brooklyn Museum last night.
The message is to stop killing our children, to stop killing our children and to stop bombing innocent civilians.
Demonstrators speaking to 1010 Winds there. They marched from the Barclays Center to the museum, setting up tents in the lobby and unfurling a Free Palestine banner over the building. No word so far on arrest numbers or charges. This came after a school walkout and loud demonstration at the City Department of Ed.
They stood on the steps of DOE headquarters with signs reading things like, "How many more babies have to die?" and "Free all Palestinian political prisoners."
It's essentially just bringing awareness to what's going on in Palestine right now.
Alexia is a Stuyvesant High School sophomore and says the principal threatened punishment for kids who leave school.
The fact that we're not allowed to miss a few minutes, essentially, of our last period of school to speak up about something as important as this, that's just mind-boggling.
DOE Chancellor David Banks said he's a big believer in students standing up for their beliefs, but doesn't think walkouts are the answer. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Lower Manhattan.
At Columbia University, pro-Palestinian protesters have set up a new encampment with calls for divestment from Israel. Graduates also briefly disrupted the city college ceremony yesterday. In California, police in riot gear surrounded protesters and removed an encampment at USC Santa Cruz with many arrests reported. Some faculty members were stunned by the show of force.
I don't know how much this is costing. Who's paying that? You know, when we have graduate students that can't make ends meet.
The school says those protesters were told to leave for weeks before any action was taken. Winds News Time 504. Well, as you've been hearing in 1010 Winds traffic, this weekend is going to be a mess for drivers. First, it is the last weekend for closures for that big construction project on the BQE. The Queensbound side will be closed from Atlantic Avenue to the Manhattan Bridge until 4 a.m. Monday. Crews are adding concrete and steel reinforcements. Officials advise drivers to expect major delays and just stay out of the area. It is not the only issue. There are a slew of street closures across the city for events. It is the Haitian parade in the Central Park West area today. Also, Times Square Spring Fest on 7th Avenue between 47th and 57th. Now, tomorrow, there is the Celebrate Israel parade and the Philippine Independence Day events in Manhattan. The Queens Pride parade is tomorrow as well. All will have significant traffic implications. Now, it would have been wild enough to have a driver smash into 9 parked cars on a Brooklyn street and then run off, but the guy did it in a Lamborghini. This happened Friday morning. Police say the guy in the 2020 Lamborghini Urus was going south on Miller Avenue near Fulton Street in East New York just before 1:30 a.m. He slammed into the parked vehicles. Then he jumped out of what was left of the Lambo and ran off south on Miller Avenue. Nobody hurt. Police are still looking for that driver. It is June 1st, which is the beginning of Pride Month, the annual celebration of LGBTQ+ people and culture. This year's celebration comes amidst tension and backlashes, including a wave of laws in Republican-controlled states. Now, the city's festivities begin tomorrow in Queens. David Kilmnick is the founder of the borough's LGBT network.
New Queens Pride is celebrating its 32nd anniversary this year, and it kicks off Pride season for the New York region. There are over 50 to 60,000 people that come to it, making it the second largest Pride in our region. But it also is the most diverse. And so we see the great intersectionality of the LGBTQ community.
The parade steps off at noon, running down 37th Avenue from 89th Street to 75th Street in Jackson Heights, ending in a festival. The Manhattan Pride Parade is later this month. Well, they call it the Central Park Challenge. It's a huge celebration of people with intellectual and developmental disabilities and the neurodiverse. The group YAI is putting it on today. Senior Director Devin Daniel tells 1010 Winds thousands of people are coming out.
We have the Blue Man Group. We have a dance party. We have a plethora of things, if I begin to think about it, to celebrate disability community.
The event is at the Naumburg Bandshell from 8 a.m. to noon. It was a dramatic save for an off-duty Staten Island firefighter who saw a burning building on his way to work and ran to help.
Firefighter Joe Pendergast has been with the FDNY for 7 years. He says the moment he saw heavy smoke and heard a woman screaming, he knew he needed to do something and quickly got out of his car and headed inside a burning building on Parkside Avenue.
Took my shirt off and I wrapped it around my head. What do I need to do? What's possible? What's not possible?
When he got inside, he found a man searching for his dogs in the thick smoke.
Pretty much told him, we need to go right now. And that's kind of when his flight or flight kicked in, I think. And he saw him making his way to the front door, and that's when the other e-bike that was on fire, it just blew up. It just turned into a giant firewall.
Pendergast has a second-degree burn on his hand from the fire, but says he's going to be okay and is happy he was in the right place at the right time. Marilyn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.